Good morning. Welcome to day 10 of Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. The last couple days, we've been talking about foods not to eat and foods to eat so that you can get healthier and get fitter and get you to start this year on the right path, healthy. So what we're going to talk about today is different ways to shop so that you're more likely to purchase foods that are good for you, and you'll be able to stay away from foods that you probably don't want to be eating. So, first tip is before you go shopping, and you may have heard this, you always want to make a list. And once you make your list, when you get to the store, you don't want to go off of it. You just want to purchase the foods that are on your list. Otherwise, you'll get tempted to, purchase candy and other stuff that's not going to be too good for you. So make a list, ideally when you've already eaten, make your list, and then stick to it. Also, before you go to the store, eat something healthy. You don't want to go to the store on an empty stomach, otherwise you'll be much more tempted to purchase foods that look good and may taste good, but they won't be as good for you. So make a list, stick to it, and eat before you go. Also, once you get to the supermarket, you want to stick to the outside lanes. The way nearly every supermarket is set up is the outside lanes, the outside aisles, the aisles along the walls, are your healthiest aisles. Those are the aisles that contain fruits, vegetables, plant-based foods, meats, and just natural, healthy foods that you should be eating. The inside aisles usually contain products. I say products because sometimes they're not even real food. Products that don't contain much nutrition and can actually harm your health. That's where you'll find fake foods like commercially baked products, cupcakes and other cakes, lots of breads, all these things that could contain lots of chemicals, additives, and different things to take out the nutrition and add in just a lot of low-cost stuff. So you want to stay away from the inside aisles, unless it's real foods. Also, once you get to the store, and if you do go down any of the inside aisles because there's something specifically you need, look at the ingredient list. The way to determine if a food is real or not is to not look at the box or the wrapping, and look at the marketing materials. Don't read the things like fat-free or 100% natural or anything like that, because that's all marketing stuff. Instead, look at the ingredients. Typically, you shouldn't eat anything that has more than 5 or 6 ingredients in it, because that means it's pretty processed. Sure, there's exceptions to the rule, but in general, stick to foods that have 1 or 2 or 3, maybe 4 or 5 ingredients, but not much more than that. Okay. Also, when you look at the ingredient label, look for ingredients that you can pronounce. Look for ingredients that you know what they are. If there are ingredients, especially the first couple ingredients, if there are things that you don't know what they are or you can't pronounce them, it's probably not a real food. Okay? So that's one way to understand if a food is real or not. So today, what I'd like you to do is think about your next shopping trip. And whether you go food shopping today or whether you go over the next few days, make sure you bring a list and you stick to it. Make sure you eat something beforehand and try to stick to the outside lanes and outside areas so you can focus on the foods that are really good. Now, if you want to step up your shopping even more for health, you can shop at your local farmer's market. There's farmer's markets across the globe now, but especially in the U.S., most cities and towns have a farmer's market where you'll be able to purchase food that is real. You'll be able to speak to the person who grew the food, and it's going to be healthier for you. If you don't have easy access to a farmer's market, you may be able to join a farmer's co-op where they'll actually bring healthy food to your door. So if you want to step up your shopping, that's one way to do it. You'll guarantee that you're getting healthy, real foods, and you'll be able to speak to the person who made them. So if you have any questions, you can talk directly to that person. So today, think about how you can improve your shopping so that you'll be more likely to purchase foods that are healthier for you. So at home, whenever you're eating, if you have a craving, you'll be able to eat something healthy and good for you and not something that's going to hold you back. So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Cassidy, and we will see you tomorrow.